Hallelujah. The foolishness of preaching. So you can turn to your neighbor and tell him, you look like a fool. Go on, turn to your neighbor and tell him, you look like a fool. You'll be glad you said it later on, trust me. It's Pastor P here, you can trust me. I'm a veteran of this kind of thing. Hallelujah, I've got form, reputation. I have a record, hallelujah. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. I just want to give you a bit of background. Firstly, how Philip got there. Many of you know the story of Stephen, the disciple, who the Bible says was a man of good character, full of the Holy Ghost, like Brother Jerry Savelle said a couple of weeks back, you know, the kind of person that you'd be looking for in your ministry to raise up. The Bible says, a faithful man who can find. It says, the faithful shall abound in blessings, as Brother Kamal shared this morning. Wasn't that a wonderful offering talk? The fact that he looked like Louis Farrakhan was a bit kind of scary, but hey, praise God. Power, glory. Stephen was martyred. You remember the story? Paul, the apostle, who was then Saul, was standing there approving the death by stoning of Stephen by the religious zealots. And he, the Bible says he was holding their coats as they stoned this guy, and he was approving of their situation. And what happened, you see, up until that time, the church used to gather in the one place. Jerusalem was the epicenter of everything that God was doing in the earth. If you wanted to know anything about God, you went to Jerusalem. Now, this was, they say, Bible scholars say roughly, obviously it can differ chronologically. Like, for instance, there's that you can flip a page in the book of Acts and you can fast forward 3 years just by turning a page. But generally, they say, as a rule, if you want to study the book of Acts from a timeline perspective, you can take about a year a chapter. It's interesting to know, and it works generally, because we all think this happened all in a matter of days and weeks. No, this is like a 28-year, 30-year period that we're looking at in the book of Acts, and it will really open your eyes to some of the things that happened as a result. But you see, Stephen was standing there preaching the gospel to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious people, etc., to the extent that their ears were burned. And instead of saying what they said to Peter when he preached like that, which was, what should we do to be saved? The Bible says they were cut to the quick and they picked up stones to stone him. So there was a hardening of the position of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the zealots, etc. So they picked up stones and they stoned Stephen to death. And from that moment, the Bible says, and the church scattered. So literally, it would be, for instance, if I had, you know, the Bible says you are the salt of the earth, right? If I had a big pile of salt in here, and then the next thing I took a rock and I took that rock and bam, into the salt, then the salt would all scatter. And that's exactly what happened. Like Bill Johnson said in America, he said, a pile of salt in one heap isn't much use. But then when you put it, sprinkle it out, then it has more flavor. And that's exactly what happened to the body of Christ. The blood of Stephen, when it was shed, it caused this seismic reaction throughout the body of Christ. And the church was scattered. But you see, as it was scattering, it was one of the biggest mistakes of the devil. The devil came to persecute the church, but it ended up being his downfall through the whole of Asia Minor. And you can follow the growth and the increase of the body of Christ in the next couple of hundred years. You can, anyone who's saved in the UK right now, or anyone who's ever been saved as a result of the gospel being preached in the UK, be it 100, 200 years ago, so that's probably all of us here, and like many listening to the sound of my voice throughout the nations, because God used the UK to preach the gospel. Anyone who's been saved from that can attribute what happened there in Jerusalem to Stephen, bam, to that one event. People were scattered everywhere. So Philip was one of them who was scattered. So taking up here now, Philip went down to the city of Samaria, the Bible says, and began proclaiming Christ to them. Or if you have a King James, I love the way the King James puts it, because it's a lot more straight. It says, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. There's a difference between preaching Christ, preaching the kingdom of God, and preaching Jesus. Did you know that? A lot of people think, you see, that Christ was Jesus's last name. But Christ is more of a description of who Jesus was than a second name. Do you see what I mean? Before I got saved, if you bang your hand with a hammer, you say, ow, Jesus Christ. Do you see what I mean? As a cuss word, thinking, and I always thought that Christ was Jesus' last name. How many of you were the same? Yeah. Now you're all godly and saintly, and none of you have ever banged your hand or slammed your finger in a door, anything like that. I understand. Hallelujah. I'll repent of my sins later. But you see, this is the difference. There's a difference between if I preach Christ to you, one thing will happen. If I preach Jesus to you, a different thing will happen. And if I preach the kingdom of God to you, a different thing will happen. Wow. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, you look like a fool.
I look like a fool.
You didn't turn to your neighbor. Now, I was going to make them stand up and do it in front of the whole congregation. You see, let's use this as an example. Verse number 5. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. Verse number 6. Look what happened. The crowds, with one accord, were giving attention to what was said by Philip as they heard and saw the signs which he was performing. You see, the word Christ means anointed. The anointing of God is God's power to enforce his covenant in the earth. That's what it is. It's the activation power. That's what it is. When I preach Christ, I'm not preaching Jesus' last name to you. I'm preaching the characteristics and the attributes of him. Amen. That's the supernatural attributes of the man, Jesus.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. And it's really important that we understand that, because some people, they need to hear Jesus. Other people, they need to hear Christ. A third bunch, they need to hear the kingdom of God. I needed to hear the kingdom of God. I grew up in Tottenham, London, M15. Everybody needs to hear that there's a different kingdom you can belong to. Oh, Jesus. Wow. I don't know. Some of you came from dignified postcodes. You wouldn't have a clue what I'm talking about. But there's something about it. If you grow up in a rough and tumble area, then you know what you need. And I needed to know the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is all about the system of activating the blessing of God in your life. Christ is all about the anointing. It's all about that covenant enforcing power that can arrest the power of the devil, can arrest the power of sickness, can arrest the curse of poverty, can destroy years and years and years of generational worthlessness, can come to the end by preaching Christ. May somebody preach Christ to you in Jesus' mighty name. Some of you look so suspicious this morning. Hey. Right. Philip went down to Samaria, preached Christ. The Bible says at the end of verse 6, it says, as they heard and saw the signs with which he was performing. Verse 7, for in the case of many who had unclean spirits, they were coming out of them, shouting with a loud voice. Watch this. And many who had been paralyzed and lame were healed. I think some people, you know, they don't get many miracle results in their ministry because they never preach Christ.
Wow.
They're preaching Jesus. And you see, the thing about it is, when you preach something, when you declare something, what you're doing is you're creating the atmosphere for that thing to come to pass. So if I'm preaching Jesus to you, but you need Christ, then it's going to be difficult for you to receive Jesus.
Right.
Do you see what I mean? It's like talking to somebody who is broke. Some of you have never been broke, like flat bang zero on the canvas out. The ref is counting and thou art broke. You know what? I was just going to say, may you go there in Jesus' name, but I canceled those words in Jesus' name. I tied my own tongue. unless you've been there, then you don't know what it is to have the good news preached, the good news to the poor. And I used to think for years, I used to think the good news to the poor, I used to think that, you know, they used to say, you don't have to be poor no more. Have you ever heard that? I thought that was the good news to the poor. But you know what? It goes a little bit further because, you see, in Christ, poverty is broken. Right? When I preach Christ to you, I'm not preaching that you don't have to be poor no more. I'm preaching that Jesus is anointed to prosper you. Amen. That's a whole different ball game. May you receive that preaching in Jesus' mighty name. Some of you see, if I start preaching prosperity to you, you'll think I'm after your money and therefore it's going to close you up even more. It's clever how the devil does it, isn't it? He's a real trickster in certain areas, you know? May God deliver us in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise God. He says, look, now, this is from preaching Christ, right? And I love the way that the Bible, sometimes the Bible forensically breaks something down, but then hides the results, so you have to study it out. That's why Paul the Apostle prayed that you'd have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. Because the eyes of our understanding needs to be open. We have to be healed of spiritual blindness so that we realize the value of what's in our laps. Hallelujah. Okay, so he says here, he says, now, do you remember what he's preaching there? He's preaching what? Christ.
Christ.
Yeah?
Yes.
Say it out loud.
Philip
is preaching Christ.
Preaching Christ.
Okay, good. Now, I want us to turn to the next little scripture. Just literally turn your page there. Same chapter. Chapter 8, but we're going to look at verse number 35. Little bit of background here. There is a eunuch who is at the Queen's service, Queen Candace of Ethiopia. He is on his way to do something, I think in Jerusalem or something like that, and he is just walking by the road, and in verse number 34, Philip is walking by the road and this eunuch is passing by in his carriage from the queen. And verse number 35, the Bible says, and Philip opened his mouth and beginning from the scripture, he preached what?
Jesus
to him. Did he preach Christ?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Philip opened his mouth, beginning from this scripture, he preached what?
Jesus.
So preaching Jesus is different to preaching Christ. People might think I'm splitting hairs, but you see, if somebody needs Christ and you're preaching Jesus, it's very difficult for them to listen. If somebody in there's certain places where, like for instance, in West Africa, I don't know if you saw my Facebook post about all these posters. Right, you see, now in places like Ghana, Nigeria, certain places like that, you see, there's too much preaching of Christ, but not enough preaching of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. It's important that you know this because strategically it can help you.
Yes.
Right? If you know what to preach to yourself, if you know what kind of atmosphere to create in your life, then you'll be able to then speak and preach into that atmosphere. And like the Bible says in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, you will make your way prosperous. He didn't say God will make your way prosperous. He says you will make. He says meditate on my laws day and night. He says so that you will have good success and that you will make your way prosperous. You follow me?
Yes.
Turn to your neighbor and tell him, you look like a fool. You're getting quieter rather than louder on this, and I'm still, I'm slightly concerned about you. Okay, verse 35, Philip opened his mouth and he preached Jesus. Verse number 36, as they went along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? Different preaching, different message, different subject, different results.
Yes.
Can you catch this?
Yes.
You see, this is why God is breaking this thing down. It might seem like a hair splitting exercise, but when you really get into this can help you unlock nations.
Amen.
Can help you unlock nations. You see, often, this has been the experience of my ministry, often I'll go in, if it's a crowd situation, then bam, I'm preaching Christ. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let the fire of God fall. Fire goes before him and burns up all his enemies. Sickness is an enemy. Damnation is an enemy. Poverty is an enemy. Worthlessness is an enemy. The kingdom of God is salvation, healing, prosperity, ambassadorship, blah, blah, blah. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm preaching Christ and the kingdom of God, right? But if it's one-on-one, that's a different situation. If the person doesn't know the Lord, then I'm going to be preaching Jesus to them. Amen. I would preach Jesus to a whole congregation. If there's a place where I go and I feel in my spirit that there's a big bunch of people who need to get saved first, then I'm preaching Jesus to them.
Yes.
If they need a miracle, if they need signs and wonders, if they need that thing, then I'll be preaching Christ to them. If they need like the four square gospel that God has given us, the gospel of salvation, healing, prosperity, ambassadorship. If they need that four squareness, so to speak, in their lives, if there's bits missing, then I'm going to be preaching the kingdom of God. Is this making sense?
Yes.
Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and tell him you look like a fool. See, I know, I can tell you're still quiet on me. I can tell. Yeah. You see, the Bible says, in fact, if you get me in the box there, if you get me 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21, in the King James or in the New King James, if you can, that would be so helpful. 1 Corinthians 1, 21, in the New King James or the King James, if you can. Thank you. I love this. You see, every one of you today should be a fool according to what the world calls foolishness. Amen?
Amen.
Look at this. He says, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom didn't know God. In other words, if you try to apply natural wisdom and you seek for God using natural wisdom, then the best you can hope for is that you'll end up in the book of Ecclesiastes. That's what Ecclesiastes is all about. A guy who sits down, he thinks too much, he reads too much. He's obviously doing like, you know, all kinds of stuff to try and reach God through natural means. And he comes to some wackadoo conclusions,
yeah.
Right? And that's why Ecclesiastes is in there, because that's the very best that you can hope for if you are seeking God through natural wisdom. But I love this. He says, look, since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom didn't know God, it pleased God through what? The foolishness of the message preached. Or look at it in the King James. It should say, through the foolishness of preaching.
Wow.
The foolishness of preaching. There's something foolish about preaching, and I love it. I love it. Because you sound like a nut. This is one of the greatest things I love about God. Let me do a practical demonstration for you, right? Now. Any resemblance to Donald Trump is purely coincidental. Hallelujah. Do you like this? This is my latest. We're going to ban all Mexican... No, I'm joking. Okay, I can't see you if I wear this, but you get the idea, right? This is the thing. When you preach, this is what you look like to the world. You look like a fool. And there's one thing. That's one thing I absolutely love. Amen. About proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is that, you see, I look like a fool. And until you actually see the results, then you're going to continue looking like a fool. So the longer the results are delayed, the greater your testimony will be. Because people will think, you know what, there's relatives watching you. There's people looking at your life and thinking, do you know what, like these guys are fools. They come to this building in Wembley, they gather around and they like jump and shout. And you know, it's a mixture between a TV studio and a nightclub. And it's like, I can't make up my mind which I'm in, even though it's a Sunday morning, I don't know. And they're all jumping and shouting and Jesus, and they've got like horns and noise and blah, blah, blah. Everyone's clapping and shouting. And then somebody shouts, it's offering, and he looks like Louis Farrakhan. And he's, you know, and then he's saying about like giving his tenor to some guy down Finsbury Park. And it's like, you know, like none of this quite makes sense. It's kind of mad until. And that's what I love about it. You see, I will look like this all day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, or 366 if it's a leap year, no problem. Because at some time, the results start to show. They start small, you know? It's the little changes. It's the little strategic changes. And I want to encourage you today. Number one, preach to yourself. Preach to yourself. If it's lifestyle and character stuff, then you need to preach Jesus to yourself. Right? If it's breakthroughs you need in the area of your salvation, if you need deliverance from a thing, or if you need healing from a thing, or you need to prosper in a thing, or you just need any kind of like breakthrough power. That's what the anointing of God is. Creflo Dollar described it as God's power to remove burdens and to destroy yokes. The way that I got my gospel from the Lord is that it is God's covenant enforcing power. This thing's keeping my ears warm now, which is why I'm keeping it on. Do I look like Donald Trump? Really? Really? Trumponomics. Hallelujah. If there's something of the ministry call of God on my life that needs to be, but it's time to birth that thing, and I need to preach ambassadorship. Preach to yourself. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, preach to yourself. If you preach to yourself, tell your neighbor, if you preach to yourself, you look like a fool. But one day, it just bam, suddenly, oh my, hallelujah. Now I'm getting too hot, I'm getting too excited. I'm going to have to leave this one here. You see, now, we've got to know what we're preaching, in what situation, for what circumstance, right? So use the word of God like a toolbox for yourself. There's subdivisions, there's borders and lines, there's all kinds of things that you can draw from the Word of God with the help of the Holy Spirit that will be specific to your situation. I remember when we were believing God for this building, and you can imagine for 9 years we stood on God's Word to get this building. 9 years, that's a long time, man. Look, gray hair here. If I didn't color my hair, most of it would be fiery gray with all the anxiety and the anguish of, you know, Lord, I want to see your kingdom on earth. I want to see freehold property in the hands of your people. I want to see the increase of your government in London. This city needs what you have, and we need to be the bridge. We need to be the interface in between the things. So Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done. Let your fire fall and your enemies be scattered. Let your banner be raised and your glory be seen, etc., etc. And we prayed, and we gave, and we gave, and we prayed, and we prophesied, and we preached, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed, and here it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, and this is the thing, you see, we would have looked like, you remember the caretaker, Steve. How could you ever forget Steve the caretaker? Right. Now, he used to come. He didn't know the Lord. He was a Tottenham fan. Jesus. He didn't know the Lord. And he would look in on our meetings, right? And from his perspective, we looked like fools. Nutters. The worst kind, like, because we didn't know that we, like, the worst kind of person who's insane is a person who doesn't know they're insane, right? Because then you're insane and you're in denial. Wow. And so we're looking like this and we're doing all the, hey, hallelujah, Jesus, we're oil and, you know, the blood of the Lamb and this and that and just all kinds of stuff. But one day. And that's all it takes.
Yes.
You see, God, many times, he will cause you by the foolishness of preaching to build your testimony up to the extent that one day, it's all you need. All you need is one day. All you need is one day. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, all you need is one day.
Until then,
look like a fool.
Preach to yourself.
Act like you've lost your mind.
To as many people as possible.
So that one day,
it will surely happen.
Hallelujah to Jesus. I think you should give Jesus praise for this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to close because of time, but you understand I want you to dig this thing out. When you're reading the scripture from now on, discern what you're reading. Are you reading about Jesus? Are you reading about the kingdom of God? Are you reading about Christ?
Yeah.
And have them as three separate ideas in your mind so that then you can be like a guy with a toolbox. You know, like if you imagine that you're working on a really expensive car, right? And the panel is a bit out, the bodywork is a bit out, and you need a panel beating hammer. You're not going to take a claw hammer to the thing and start commanding it in the name of Jesus to correct. You see what I mean? You destroy the car. So we need to be that. Like that with our lives, with our own character, with our own ministries, with what God has for us. There's so much more, and it's all wrapped up in the foolishness of preaching. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Stand to your feet. We're going to thank God for his word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for the foolishness of preaching. We thank you so much, wonderful Jesus, for how you build your kingdom. Lord, your word says that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed a seed in his field. And he went to sleep, and day and night he just went about his way. He didn't know how it came to pass, but he knows that it came to pass. Father, for millennia, people have been farmers in this world. People have been farmers in these nations. Lord God, and they've not known the mechanics. They've not known the process and the genetics of farming, but they have sowed, Lord God, and lived from the reaping of what they sowed. And Father, Lord, your word says that the kingdom of heaven is the exact same way. That by the foolishness of preaching, we can see your kingdom on earth. We can see your kingdom come and your will be done. We can see your banner raised, your glory seen, burdens removed, yokes destroyed, your covenant enforced in the earth. We give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.